It's Monday, July 13th, 2026. Oil prices are jumping as the US and Iran argue over who controls one of the world's most important shipping lanes. And it's setting the tone for a big week in markets. So Dev, big week. What's actually moving markets this morning?
Three things. First, oil is rising because the US and Iran are publicly disagreeing over whether the Strait of Hormuz is open. That's the narrow waterway in the Persian Gulf that roughly a fifth of the world's oil flows through.
Bloomberg flagged that as the lead story this morning. We'll dig into it in a moment.
Second, it's the start of big bank earnings season, and that story is gaining real traction right now.
Banks do well when markets are choppy, right? More trading activity.
Right. Volatile markets mean banks' trading desks are busy, and that tends to show up as stronger profits. Third, the broader media and entertainment space is under pressure, with Disney's live-action film strategy drawing real skepticism.
Overall market mood? Nervous? Calm? Somewhere in between?
Cautiously alert. Geopolitics is the wild card, but earnings optimism is keeping things from tipping into panic.
Let's go deeper on the Hormuz story, because this one has real stakes for regular people, not just energy traders.
The Strait of Hormuz is essentially the world's most important oil choke point, a narrow passage between Iran and Oman that a huge share of global oil supply passes through every day. Right now, the U.S. and Iran can't even agree on whether it's open.
And when there's doubt about oil flowing freely, that hits everyone.
That's the tension. Prices go up globally, which means higher gas prices, higher shipping costs, higher prices on a lot of things eventually.
So who benefits from this uncertainty?
U.S. energy producers, actually. If Middle Eastern supply looks shaky, buyers turn to American oil and gas, and we're seeing that in the data with U.S. helium and energy companies drawing real investor attention.
So the conflict creates a windfall for domestic producers.
That's the story. And it's not just oil prices rising. It's a reshuffling of who supplies the world, and American energy companies are positioned to capture that.
And this has been building for weeks, not just a one-day headline.
Correct. It moved from early chatter to something the market is now treating as real and worth pricing in.
Let's do a quick lap of what's heating up. Dev, what's gaining steam?
Three things picking up momentum today. The Hormuz energy story is getting traction fast. Big bank earnings are lighting up. And the Comcast spinoff of its cable networks is getting fresh attention.
The bank earnings one feels like the biggest near-term catalyst.
It's the one with the most engagement. Right now, you know, investors are watching to see if the trading desk windfall actually shows up in the numbers this week.
Anything cooling off or losing the market's attention?
Nothing dramatic fading today. Now, the action is mostly on the heating upside.
Okay, Dev, let's flip this around. The bull case on U.S. energy is clear, but what's the argument against it?
The bear case is simple. This kind of geopolitical scare has happened before, and the strait has never actually closed. If the U.S. and Iran reach even an informal understanding, oil prices drop quickly, and the whole U.S. energy windfall thesis unwinds just as fast.
So investors could be pricing in a disruption that never fully arrives.
Exactly. You're buying the fear, not necessarily the reality. And sentiment on this story is actually pretty cautious in the data, which suggests the market isn't fully convinced either.
What should people be watching this week?
Big bank earnings reports are the main event. Those results will tell us whether the trading desk boom holds up. And any update on the U.S.-Iran Hormuz standoff could move oil and energy stocks sharply in either direction.
Also, keep an eye on Disney. That live-action franchise story has zero positive sentiment in the data right now, which is a pretty loud signal that something is broken there. That's your Narratick Daily for July 13th. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow with the bank earnings verdict. Narratick Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.